Naturopath Kim Bolson joins us now because I think we better get to the bottom of this email that seems to be doing the circuit and find out what her research tells us. Kim, nice to have you with us. How are you?
Good, thank you, Graham.
This email is claiming that lemon peel, possibly 10,000 times stronger than chemotherapy, contains as much as 5 to 10 times more vitamins than the lemon juice itself, is a miraculous product to kill cancer cells, and that laboratories are interested in making a synthetic version that will bring them huge profits. A lot of people have been asking me the question, is it true? You've done a bit of research. What have you found?
Yeah, well, I mean, I use lemons a bit differently, and I certainly don't use them for cancer, but indirectly, you know, they're wonderful for, you know, detoxing and producing a pH, an alkaline pH in the body, which, of course, you know, cancers don't like. So as far as the figures that are released on this little email go, I mean, I don't know how many lemons we're going to have to juice and squash to get an agent that's 10,000 times more effective than chemotherapy. It's a lot safer, though.
Mm. They're talking about the peel more so. Well, they're talking about the whole lemon, aren't they? They're talking about the juice, the pulp, and the peel itself.
Yeah.
Because we tend to throw the peel away.
We do. And we do that with a lot of things. Well, we've known this for years, but, you know, it's good to draw this to people's attention, that you can actually freeze lemons and then just pull them out of the freezer and grate, or wash them well, of course, but then grate the peel. And you end up grating the whole lemon. What you don't use, you just pop back in the freezer.
Mm.
And because there are things like concentrated sources of wonderful little compounds called flavonoids in the skin, which are marvellous for circulation and blood pressure and all, and detoxing again and cleansing. You're going to get the benefit rather than just tossing the peel away. I actually use lemons a little differently in clinic for slightly different reasons, and there are brilliant results using lemons, if you wanted to know what I use them
for. Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah, I'm just moving away from the email a little bit. The email that circulated, perhaps, you know, there could be some gratifying outcomes in the years ahead with research on you know, bucket loads of lemons and how it can work as a chemotherapeutic agent. But, I mean, at this stage you'd have to have literally billions of the whole things, wouldn't you, and condense them down to try and extract what you need. So I think the ongoing research is really needed there.
Okay.
But therapeutically, and for you listeners, this is how I use them. Lemons are actually alkaline-forming. They taste acidic, but they're alkaline-forming in the body, and this is where the health benefits are. So for bowel and digestive health, half a lemon squeezed each morning. You can grate the peel in there as well if you wish, or use that on food, but it's the lemon juice in water each morning before food, and you can do this throughout the day. Sipping on lemon creates a cascade of events, all chemical or biochemical in the gut, which produces a thing called potassium citrate. And we use potassium citrate to prevent kidney stones. So it's a wonderful health tonic, but it also makes the bowel move. And so a lot of more women constipated, Graham, than men. I don't know why. I actually could probably write a book on that too.
Don't start.
it's a whole big area, this constipation with women, I can assure you. And I'm known as a bowel queen in Brisbane here. But anyway, and what it does, it really helps to activate some wonderful potassium citrate levels and sodium bicarb levels in the gut, which actually helps to move the bowel. So the humble old lemon, each morning before breakfast and maybe before dinner in water, sip it through a straw, because the lemon acts very aggressively against dentine on teeth.
Yep.
So you can bypass that by using a straw. But the potassium citrate is the byproduct in the gut. And, you know, I often give potassium citrate to elevate pH levels in cancer patients too, and also to help prevent kidney stones. But potassium is also very good for blood pressure. So even if you do, you know, small amounts of lemon each day, you will find a benefit. It's marvellous for detoxing. It's great for bleaching those little you know, those brown spots people get on the back of their hands and on their face.
Yeah,
you can actually just rub some lemon onto those on a regular basis, because it's a natural bleaching agent as well.
Okay. Very good. Everything's got some sort of health benefits to it when it comes to fresh fruit or veggies, I would suggest.
It does. And look, all of our medicines basically do come from the earth, whether they be plants, minerals or rock. So, you know, it's not hard to see why, you know, lemons and limes can't prove down the track to be of huge benefit, even in the chemotherapeutic area.
Good on you, Kim. Kim Bolson, our naturopath. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Graham.
It's 2 to 12 news coming up shortly.